Besides these, other modes of the localized treatment are topical paromomycin, which can be applied BD, heat therapy, in which the lesion is heated at a temperature of 40 to 42 degrees centigrade daily. This will inhibit the glycolysis, fatty acid oxidation of the parasites. Then the other mode of the treatment is systemic therapy. यहाँ पे हमसे एग्जामिनर ये पूछ सकते हैं कि कौन से ऐसे लीजन्स होते हैं जिसमें हम सिस्टमिक थेरेपी करेंगे. सो द आंसर विल बी व्हेन देयर आर मोर देन थ्री लीजन्स प्रेजेंट एंड द साइज ऑफ द लीजन इज मोर देन 3 सेंटीमीटर इन साइज और 3 सेंटीमीटर इन डायमीटर. द लीजन्स आर प्रेजेंट ऑन द हेड और हैंड एंड नेक बिकॉज दीज आर द साइट्स वेयर द स्कारिंग इज़ वेरी इम्पैक्टफुल. सो दैट्स वाई वी आर गोइंग टू गिव सिस्टमिक ट्रीटमेंट. If the lesion is present over a cartilage or a joint, which may lead to disabling scarring, Leishmania brazilensis and sporotrichoid spread is present. So these will be the indication for systemic therapy. So the first line treatment will be elemental antimony or antimonials, which will be given in a dose of 20 mg per kg per day for 21 to 28 days. But usually it is given for 21 days. So we have two options, that is sodium stibogluconate and megalomine antimoniate. In Pakistan, the sodium stibogluconate is not available, so we give megalomine antimoniate, which is available in the form by the name of the Glucantime. These can be given intramuscularly for 21 days. The side effects of the antimonials include localized side effects such as the pain, abscess formation, insect injection site reaction, or any kind of other allergic reactions. Nausea, vomiting, fever, myalgia, arthralgia. It may also produce some ECG changes such as arrhythmias, flat or inverted T waves, QT interval prolongation, and concave ST segment. Besides this, it may also cause hemorrhagic nephritis or hepatotoxicity. Second line drugs include amphotericin B, allopurinol, itraconazole, ketoconazole, metronidazole, miltefosine, rifampicin, and dapsone can be given in combination as well. Allopurinol. These are included in the second line drugs.